With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. In a moment, we'll talk about the latest high-tech gadgets coming out just in time for the holiday shopping season. First, these tech headlines. When will the tech rout end on Wall Street? Technology stocks suffered another big sell-off on Tuesday, contributing to the broader market declines that have battered investor portfolios. Among stocks we're watching are Apple, which fell deeper Tuesday into bear market territory, defined as a drop of at least 20% from a recent high. And it looks like Apple is having supply and production problems with its new iPhones. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that lower-than-expected demand for Apple's iPhones and the company's decision to offer more models have created turmoil along Apple's supply chain and made it harder for Apple to predict the number of components and phones it needs. In recent weeks, Apple slashed production orders for all three of the iPhone models it unveiled in September, frustrating executives at Apple suppliers as well as workers who assemble the phones and their components. Forecasts have been especially problematic for the iPhone XR, Apple's new lower-priced model. The Journal says Apple has cut production plans for the XR twice over the past month. In a bid to end a sales slump, Samsung is reportedly planning a major technological upgrade for its 10th anniversary flagship phones next year, including the next-generation 5G network speeds, bigger screens, and more cameras. Samsung, the world's largest smartphone maker by volume, is preparing three versions of its next flagship Galaxy S10 smartphone set to debut next February, plus the 5G phone slated for a spring release in the U.S. and South Korea would sport a screen measuring 6.7 inches diagonally and pack in a whopping six cameras, two in the front and four in the back. There's a new Amazon effect, and it's not upending brick-and-mortar stores. In Queens, New York, and Northern Virginia, investors say the Amazon effect could lead to a budding real estate boom. According to some analysts, Amazon's decision to split its second headquarters between Long Island City across the river from Midtown Manhattan and Crystal City, Virginia, could turbocharge property values. Real estate services firm Colliers International is predicting the average office rental rate in both locations could more than double in 10 years. Still ahead, who wants a dancing toy robot Bluetooth speaker for Christmas? Some of the latest tech gadgets going under the tree from Tech News Briefing at The Wall Street Journal. The holiday season is upon us. Make that the holiday spending season. And if you're interested in the latest tech gadget, either for a loved one or yourself, the Wall Street Journal's personal technology columnists have got it all covered with Best Tech Gifts 2018, which you can find at wsj.com/tech. Wilson Rothman is the Wall Street Journal's personal technology editor, and he joins us in our studio. Wilson, the latest Apple iPhone, Samsung Galaxy smartphone, and the MacBook, they're all well and good, but they're for another podcast. Some of these devices are rather ingenious for their practicality. It's like they go a long way towards solving some everyday problems. For instance, let's start off with this. The Ember Travel Mug. This has sensors to keep your coffee hot. How does this work?
Yeah, there are a lot of products out there that have a lot of purposes, but this one is more of a single-purpose device. It's a travel mug that has, not only is it insulated, but it has thermometers and heaters inside of it. So on the outside, it feels pretty normal, but on the inside, it stays nice and warm. And you say, how warm exactly? Well, exactly as warm as you want your coffee to be. You can set it with an app or even with a dial on the side, and it'll just stay warm. There is a battery. You got to keep it charged. That's one of the downsides. The other downside is this technology is not yet cheap. It is $150 for the travel mug. I think there's another version that's a little cheaper, but it's not. It doesn't hold as much, and it obviously isn't good for driving around.
Let's see, a few Starbucks coffees. It'll pay for itself, I guess,
right,
before
exactly.
too long. You guys like the Ring Alarm home security system. Aren't there a lot of home security systems, you know, you can control with your phone? What's so special about this?
Yeah, well, we looked at a lot this year because we were kind of thinking, you know, ADT and other big companies have been providing these kind of expensive services, kind of full service packages for a long time. And we kind of thought, well, with the smartphone revolution, maybe there's something more affordable, maybe something people can more modular, like for apartments and things like that. And sure enough, we did find a few. Google had one. Nest had one. Well, Google's Nest actually is the one. But the one we liked the best was the Ring company, which is an Amazon subsidiary that makes the Ring doorbell that everyone talks about. The Ring alarm system was, it was the most affordable both in price, the kit's $200, and in the monthly monitoring fee, which I think was like around $10 a month, which was great. It's very simple. They all work very similarly. They have a hub that you plug into your home network, and then they've got sensors, little like door sensors or motion sensors that you can use to keep track of what's going on in your house. Obviously, if you have a big house, you can start buying extra sensors. The cost goes up, but honestly, the monitoring and all that stays the same. So it's a great deal for people who don't live in an area where they're really like, oh my God, I need to protect my asset with this big full-powered service. I just want to know what's going on.
Now, I have recently started subscribing to streaming TV, and there are a lot of streaming video players on the market, and I must confess, I got a different one from this. You guys at WSJ Tech, you like the Roku Premier Plus streaming video player. What's so good about this?
Well, Roku, we've long called it the Switzerland of the streaming video business. They've actually been very good about getting all of the different channels that may not get along with each other or may not get along with Apple or Amazon or Google to update their apps and write apps for the Roku platform. So they've really grown and developed over time to becoming the essential hardware if you want to supplement what's on your smart TV. And the thing is, smart TVs are great for the first year, but after about a year, the apps start to degrade. Mm-hmm. They don't get updated. Roku's going to, it's their bread and butter. They have to keep these apps updated. So we really are a fan of Roku. And the Premier Plus is $50 for a 4K video streaming device with a voice-controlled remote. That is a heck of a lot for $50. So we thought that was the best bet for everyone this year.
All right. Headphones. People use headphones a lot of the time to tune out the world. And we know about the Beats headphones. They're great. But you guys think that this particular product is better. The Sony WH-1000M3 headphones. And basically, you can try to yell at somebody and they won't hear you. That's how good these headphones are.
Yeah. I mean, we swear by noise-canceling headphones. And many of the team have worn the Bose Quiet Comfort 35s for many years. Me included. David Pierce, our personal tech columnist, took this one for a spin and said the noise cancel is even better. It's still up there. It's, what, $350? And it's hard to find deals on the best headphones. But I got to say, as someone who wears headphones every day on my commute, both directions, I got my money's worth in the first couple months, let alone years.
All right. The Mophie ChargeStream Power Station Wireless Charger. This goes for $80. Tell me what's so special about this wireless charger.
Yeah, battery packs are something I think everyone should get just in case their phones run low. But something that's happened lately, Apple decided to go along with Samsung and a lot of the Android makers with adopting the Qi format of wireless charging. That's a simple thing where it's a pad that you put your phone down on and it charges. Now, what came as a surprise this year was somebody figured out how to put the battery pack and the wireless thing together. Like, I was like, what? Read that back to me again. And it's just like, the fact is, it looks like a basic black battery pack, but when you set your phone on it, it just starts to charge. Now, physicists out there will know that you're going to get more of a charge if you plug it in. If you use the wire, you're going to get more direct energy transference, but who cares, right? The convenience of setting your phone right on top of it. And, of course, when you're at your desk, plug it in. So the battery's being charged while it's charging your phone. It's a great thing.
All right. We just have time for one last item here. Again, you can check out all these great gadgets at Best Tech Gifts 2018 at WSJ.com/tech. And let me raise it here because this is kind of funny. The eCheers DanceBot Bluetooth speaker. This is sort of like a toy robot, a dancing toy robot.
Yes.
For $70.
So as I say in the guide, it's not the best speaker you can get for $70, but it is absolutely the cutest and funniest. It has two motors in each leg, and you just basically pair it the way you would pair any Bluetooth speaker, and it just starts doing this funky dance. And I'm not talking about just bopping back and forth. It's got moves. It's got Michael Jackson moves. I swear, I turned around and was doing a moonwalk, and I kept seeing it. Amazon was promoting it, and I kept, you know, and actually, I bought it myself for $50, so it might be on sale out there, but the fact is, I call it, not only is it the gimmick of the season, but it's actually a sign that we're living in the future.
Great. And again, you can check all these products at wsj.com/tech, the best tech gifts 2018. Wilson Rothman is Wall Street Journal personal tech editor. Thanks, Wilson.
Thanks for having me.
And don't forget to tune in to our new Instant Message podcast, where Wall Street Journal tech columnists talk about the most important tech trends and why you should care. That's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.